Ladies and gentlemen, Two Guys, One Phone. We are here doing some Soft Cell. I know this is one of your favorite singers, Mark Almond.
Mark Almond, yeah, he was big. I think he's iconic 80s star.
Well, for people in your community, yes.
Yeah, that's sure. Actually funny side story here. Like, I have a friend who's in a band. He was also in the band that I was in.
You were also in a band.
I was also in a band. We never made it to that level, but he was in a band that was actually like good.
Really?
After
you left.
Well, no, it was a whole different band.
That was only made possible by your absence.
No, it was a whole different thing. It was a different project. All right. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
And he was at this festival that Mark Almond was the headliner. Now, this was like way in the 90s, though. So he was already way on his way out. It wasn't Mark Almond
at his peak.
This
song is like, what, 82?
This is 81 or 82.
81 or 82, yeah.
So he was already...
He's 15, 20 years gone.
Oh, yeah. way over the top.
Yeah.
But he was still the headliner at the festival. I mean,
really?
When I say they were good, they weren't that good. I mean, they were still small potatoes.
Wait, so Mark Almond was the headliner
with Soft Cell, and they were like the warm-up act.
For another act?
For Mark Almond / Soft Cell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a pretty cool claim to fame.
They were the warm-up act for Mark Almond.
Oh, I thought Mark Almond was the warm-up act for
No, Mark Almond is a singer. No. It's the other way around. No.
Oh, okay.
When I said they were good, I mean, they were better than the band I was in, but there were still a bunch of no-names. Like, of course. They were absolute shit.
So they're performing in a band.
In a band.
And then they decide to open for Mark
Almond. Well, they
didn't
decide. I don't know how it came about, but they did a tour, and then they were the headline. Mark Almond was the headliner, and they were like the warm-up band.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, but then, what happened was...
Late
90s? This was late 90s, probably early 2000s even.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. So he was way past peak.
Or in Western Europe somewhere.
Yeah, Western Europe. Spain, to be precise.
Really?
This is in Spain, yeah.
Spain.
Yeah. And he told me the story of the concert.
Okay.
And they had all these people showing up. But all the people that showed up were there to see Mark Almond. Like, they weren't there for them. Right?
They weren't there to see your
friends.
No.
They did not have their own fans. Maybe a couple of friends of the band members. But they didn't have a huge following.
No.
And so the only people that were there to see Mark Almond.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, of the homosexual variety,
sure,
for the most part.
The community.
They're part of your community. And they were, most of them were dressed in leather. And
they were,
you know,
clad in
they
like clad BDSM wear.
In the BDSM wear. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
I don't judge
and
here. I don't think Two Guys, One Phone judges.
Zone.
Judgment free zone, like Planet Fitness.
Exactly. And so, but they did not take kindly to them, because they, in their mind, the only thing that was in between them and seeing Mark Almond was them. They were like an obstacle.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to see Mark Almond.
That's
they did not
they
have the patience to watch them first, and they didn't give a shit about them. They wanted to see Soft Cell. So they started like throwing stuff, and they got very rowdy. And they were booed up the stage to the point where, at some point, like, beer bottles started flying.
For
and
real?
They had to end prematurely. They had to end their own concert.
And then bring Mark out.
And then after a while, Mark came up, and that's when, you know, the party started.
For real?
Were, like, he was not, like, no more beer bottles were thrown.
No, of course not. Because it's Mark Almond.
Maybe some other stuff.
Well.
Whereas, like,
we can only speculate.
We can only speculate the stuff that they would throw at him. But it wasn't beer bottles.
All right.
So that was kind of funny. So, and it says, he said, that was the most hostile crowd we've ever encountered.
Really?
And there are all these
European.
Also older, because those guys were also not young. Like, they were also in their 50s themselves, just like Mark Almond at the time.
Yeah. And they'd been following him for 15, 20 years.
Yeah, they were hardcore fans. And the only thing standing between them and Mark Almond was his band.
Oh, no.
And
that's a dangerous place to
be.
They
did not take kindly to it. Let's put it that way. So they started throwing stuff, and they had to break off. Like, the bass got flee the scene. So that was kind of funny story.
That's good. That's
good. But anyway, one of the songs, or
headliner,
probably,
I don't even
headline
know.
Her. One of the songs, or the song that made him famous. Was
his
this
only
one.
Song, really.
He had a couple of other hits, but this is by far the biggest.
Right.
Tainted Love, one of the biggest songs of the 80s.
I know your love is tainted by, you know, And that crowd that you hang out with.
Also, another fun fact.
Yes.
A taint, I mean, you wow. probably already know this, but your taint is the part of your body that's in between your testicles and your anus. So that part, so tainted love is like the love.
It's literal.
It's literal, like tainted love, like the love of your taint.
Ah.
Like tainted love, like the love in between your
ball
sack and your ass, basically.
That's where you want to be.
That's where you are to be with Mark Almond, especially. So, but that's, that's what the song
that
is
about. That is the colloquial term.
Exactly. So, yeah, let's do it. Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn. I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This tainted love you give us, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's no good.
Oh,
tainted love. Tainted love.
Now I know I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the friend.
Really wants anyone for me to aim.
It's right.
Who's the one to hold me tight?
And I think love is to pray.
But I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I gave you all a boy could give you. Take my tainted, that's my
name. Oh,
tainted love. Tainted love.
I know
we
that
kinda
we just
forgot to pause it. We got lost in the sauce, lost in the music.
We just described Mark Almond's fan base, and then we proceeded to just sing it line by line. But
come on, it's a banger, banger.
Which is not what he would do. He would not be banging.
I don't even
all.
Know him.
That would make more sense.
All right, oh you man,
is it me?
Of course,
I get the honor.
Of course, honor.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes I feel I've got to get away. I've got to run away.
Yeah, you already said that.
Yeah, but I don't know what
to We're not in the business of repeating. We're in the business of analyzing. That's our money maker.
I'm trying to analyze it in real time here.
IRL.
We don't have a script.
No. Well, so the script is the lyrics.
Yeah, that's all we have.
Yeah.
So I'm trying
to... That's when the analysis point.
Yeah, but I don't get what the hell he's talking about. Do you?
Someone gives him pain.
Who would do that to Mark Allen?
I would think the pain would be somewhere else. But, you drive the pain into the heart of me. I've never heard that expression.
But hey, he used it.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get away from it.
Yeah.
The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Like his nightlight went out or something?
I've lost my light. I've never heard that expression either.
Maybe he didn't pay his light. He didn't pay his electric bill.
Nah, like, have you heard that expression?
No, of course
man,
not.
Man, I'm really losing my light.
I've never heard it.
that's not a thing.
No.
And now, so he can't sleep because of...
But if you don't have light, you can sleep because it's dark.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Exactly, yeah. If you lose your light, yeah.
You don't want too much light.
No, but I think it's like the love from this guy is driving him crazy.
Okay.
Right? Like the relationship, like it has some issues.
It's a boat you've been.
Because it doesn't go anywhere, I guess.
He wants it to go further.
He wants it to go further.
Right now they're just friends or something? Or are they casual
with
lovers?
Benefits.
Friends with benefits.
I mean, it was the 80s in that scene.
The gaydies.
I mean, it was the gaydies. So, he probably had some other...
Did he die of AIDS or is
partners?
He still kicking? Is he still kicking?
I think he's still alive.
That's good. Good for him. Good for him.
He's still alive in our hearts.
Either, no matter what. Yeah, he always will be. Once I ran to you, Iran. Yeah. Pronounced Iran.
Ooh, Iran. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic song.
Fantastic.
And bit.
And country.
And country, yeah.
Now, I'll run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Oh, tainted love.
Yeah.
All right. So he at one point he ran from him. He was like,
he ran to him, like he was standing somewhere. And he was like,
to you. Yeah. Once I ran and to you,
he jumped in his arms. He ran to him.
He was a little boy. Hey. He was a little boy. He jumped in his arms.
Why would it be a little boy? They were just two grown men.
Well, he said it.
Consensual.
He said he was a boy. He said, I'll give you all a boy. I can give you.
More like a boy. I guess you're right, yeah. Maybe he means it like a different way, you know, like a boy.
How else could you mean it?
Like a boy toy, you know?
Okay, all right.
So now, but once I ran to you, now I run from you. So now the other guy is running and chasing him. Or, like, every time he sees him, he just runs the other way. But it used to be the other way around.
He used to run to him, and now he runs from him.
Because of this tainted love you've given, because he wanted to give him some love, but he didn't give it properly, like right in the middle between the anus and the testicles. Like, it was a shitty kind of love, right? Because who wants a taint? Like, who wants a taint? Like, there's...
It's tainted.
Like... Like, there's nothing there. Like, there's no erotic, you know, pleasure zones in the in the taint.
I wouldn't imagine.
And this other guy had a thing for taint.
That's his fetish. No, so now he runs from it. Like, let's get away from
this. Can we do it up the ass? No, the taint. Taint is where it's at. Can you suck on my balls? No, the taint.
The taint.
It always had to be the taint.
No.
Like, can you go up or down a little? No. It's got to be...
Right there, smack.
It had to be the taint. But what tainted love, like, what else could it be? Like, what else? Like, the love was tainted by what? Like, what does it even mean?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know what it means.
And then I gave you all a boy could give you. Okay, that's quite a lot, coming from Mark Almond.
Yeah.
He had a lot to give and a lot to take.
Is he more of a giver or a taker? I think he's a receiver.
He's a giver. All day. Believe me.
You know.
Believe me.
You would know.
So, take my tears, and that's not nearly all. But that's a weird sentence.
That's not
take my tears, but why would he take his tears? Because he wants to run away from him.
Yeah.
I said, okay, here's my tears.
Here are my tears. And that's not all.
And that's not nearly all, but then we don't get to hear what else there is to take or to give.
There isn't.
Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. But that's also a positive statement. Like, and that's not even all of it.
But
namely,
there's more
other than tears, but not.
But then no, he just
the
says,
story does
love.
Not make any sense. We don't know anything about what kind of love they have.
He's not a great songwriter, I don't think.
He's a great singer,
fantastic singer, one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, but yeah. Right. Oh, tainted love, and then tainted love. Yeah, so the love
tainted
is,
love
is tainted.
All right, and then he's got a verse two.
Yeah,
going
there's
on.
The verse two, and then it's. Now I know I got to run away. I got to get away. You don't really want anymore from me. But if you're running away, that means you don't want anymore from him.
Yeah.
But now it's the other guy that doesn't want him anymore. So what's going on in the relationship? Who doesn't want who? Why is
the love tainted?
Why is the love tainted? Who is running? Why?
What kind of stuff are they into?
What's going on? To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. Like someone else then, I guess.
Yeah.
That will make everything right. Just someone holding him tight. All right.
That'll make everything all right. All right.
And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way.
And you think
love is to pray. Well, did you pray today, right? You know that meme? I know you'd like to pray for Mark Almond.
I think there's not enough prayers in the world to save his soul where he's going.
That's true. But like praying means like you give like fellatio, right?
Really?
Yeah, that's what...
Oh, never heard that.
Yeah. Did you pray today?
Really?
So, yeah, and you think love is to pray, but even, yeah, not taking that into account, you think love is to pray, what kind of a...
That doesn't make any sense.
Because one is a verb and the other one is more of a concept.
Mm.
Love is to pray.
Yeah, I don't get
Whoever
that.
Said that?
Nobody.
Maybe pray with an E. No, it's pray with an A.
No,
like pray.
An A. Yeah. Like a prayer.
You think love is to pray,
but
I'm sorry I don't pray that way. But what way? Who is praying? Well, why would love be to pray?
What way does he pray then?
Because, like a lot of people pray in different ways, and it's not about your kind of love.
Hmm.
Maybe, yeah, people are praying for you, maybe.
Huh. I don't even know. I don't think
it's, right. It's you can pray the gay away.
It's too
maybe.
Late. It's too late. Yeah.
It's too late.
I guess he could. You could pray the gay away. But that's not what he's talking
about. No, but what is he talking about?
I don't get it.
You think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way.
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know what it is.
He doesn't know either.
Nah. But I know you'd like to pray for Mark Hamill.
Yeah, for his soul.
Yeah, oh,
because wow. I want him to be up in heaven with me.
Yeah.
He's not going to be with this lifestyle.
That's not where you're going to be, man. But anyway, kind of a weird song. Not really clear what it's about.
Not great songwriting.
Not at all.
Great music-wise,
fantastic
though.
Song. Iconic song. Absolutely. Mark, if you're listening to this, you have my number.
We love you.
We love you in every way possible.
I know you were there in Spain, probably throwing beer bottles at your friend. Bring us Mark. So,
well, I didn't say that part, but I was the one that started.
You instigated.
I was there. Boo!
Then everybody else got riled up. Right. Mark, if you're listening, reach out.
Thanks Twitter. For everything you've done.
We got Twitter.
For music.
Thank you for everything.
My personal life.
Yes. Two guys, one phone. You heard it here first, guys.